Hennessy, case 1180281. On the record, sorry, forgot to check. Okay. Hello. Hi. So we've got the case number on the record already. And could you spell your full name, please?
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Hennessy, H-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-Y.
Okay, great. And did you hear me describe that the hearing is being recorded so you can either hear it or watch it, not watch it, but hear it on our website by using the case number, or you can order it later via a CD if you should choose to do so. Would you like it posted on the website or not posted on the website?
Post on the website.
Okay.
Please.
Great. So this hearing, we mailed you some documents. Did you get those?
I did.
Was that the correct address for you?
Yes.
That we mailed it to? Great. And we also mailed you a appellant statement of rights?
Yes.
And did you have a chance to look that over?
I did.
You did. And do you have any questions about it?
No.
Anything you don't understand?
No.
All right. Do you want to assert any rights at this point?
No.
Okay. Great. Okay. So you've sat through one or two hearings at this point, and you've realized that this is a hearing, but it's not as quite as formal as a court hearing. And I'm a neutral decision maker, and I decide the case based on the application of the facts to the code. If I find that the parking enforcement officer followed all the rules that were necessary under the code, then I'll find the tow valid, and if I don't, then it'll be invalid, and you'll get a refund. And the refund takes a substantial amount of time. Okay. I'm sorry about that, but that's the way it works. And my authority is limited. I don't have the right to decide if it's fair or just or right or wrong in my own mind. I have to figure out whether the code was followed. All right. So you'll have an opportunity to testify, and the parking enforcement officer will have an opportunity to testify. And you'll both have the opportunity to cross-examine one another. You may give an opening statement if you like, or a closing statement, you also. And you have that option. Otherwise, you can just present your testimony. All right. So before we proceed any further, I'm going to get the name of the parking enforcement officer.
My name is Chamberlain Ekunife, C-H-A-M-B-E-R-L-A-I-N, last name E-K-W-U-N-I-F-E.
And how do you pronounce your last name?
Ekunife.
Ekunife?
You got it.
Okay. Good. All right. Mm-hmm. So we'll proceed then. First I'll have Ms. Hennessy testify. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Would you like to give an opening statement, or would you like to just present your testimony?
I think just present my testimony.
Okay.
So I work in the area of where I was towed, actually right next door. I have a permit to allow me to park there all day. I only work there maybe a few days a month. I parked in the location at 7:15 on the morning of the 5th. Walking in to work, I did not see any signage. There's a lot of...
Okay, you parked there the morning of the December 5?
Yeah.
Okay. What time approximately?
7:15.
Okay, you said that, I'm sorry.
That's okay. There's a lot of temporary no parking signs frequently in the area, so I try to be very cognizant of that. I did not see any signage that morning, and when I came out my car was gone. I was very confused on what happened. There was no signs that I saw at that time. I initially thought my car had been stolen, filed a report with my insurance, and then called the police, and they informed me that my car had been towed.
Okay.
I have subsequently tried to contact the Portland Bureau of Transportation and was directed to the Leaf Day to try to find out when signs were posted and at what time, but they said that they had no policy on that and could not forward me any information on what time signs were posted in the area.
So that was PBOT told you they couldn't give you any information about when the signs were posted?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I don't live in the area. I live in Washington, so I do not receive any notification in the mail. My employer in the area, I was not informed. They did not receive any notification as well. And I think that's it.
Okay, and is this a metered or a non-metered area?
Non-metered.
Okay. Now, I did all right with pronouncing your name.
Equinife.
Equinife.
Yeah.
Equinife. Yes. Mr. Equinife, do you have any cross-examination of Ms. Hennessy?
Not now.
No?
Not now.
Okay. Any further evidence that you'd like to present?
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Equinife, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And what is, would you like to give an opening statement?
Well, I just want to say what I observed that day.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and testify then?
Okay. My name is Chamberlain Equinife. While we were doing a leaf sweep, I observed a car, Toyota car, at about 8:54 a.m. I was parked in a temporary no parking zone, so I issued a citation based on the barricades there and the time that the barricades, you know, said was on the barricades that you don't park between 7:30 to, I think the time is like, let me look at the picture. Say that 7:30 to 10:30 that morning. So I issued a citation, and based on the ordinance of 1610050, and it was told, the pictures are there. I have some pictures to support that. I don't know whether you have photos to support that.
Okay, what exhibit number is that?
Hmm?
What's the exhibit number?
Eight.
Okay. And this illustrates the vehicle that was towed?
Yes.
That's it. Looks like it's a, well, it looks like it has police lights on top. Is that a?
No, that was my own scooter that was in front.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. It's like confusing. Okay.
Yeah.
So
those are the barricades before and after the car. If you look down, you can see another white stuff after the car, after the scooter. So it was in between two barricades.
When were the barricades placed?
The barricades, I can tell you the verification time. Usually they verify the barricade on, they did verify the barricade on the 12th/03 of 2018 to make sure it was there and it was properly placed.
Anything else? All right. Ms. Hennessy, what is your response to Exhibit 8?
That's these pictures?
Yes.
I saw these earlier, and I did not see these when I parked there. There were cars parked all around me in this area. At the time that I parked, and I walked up the street in this photo and did not see any of the signs listed.
So you parked at about 7:15.
Yes.
And you did not see these signs?
No. And there is, like, so there's three different zones in this, the lower left picture. There's like a, I think it's a 2-hour parking or by permit, and then there's a 1-hour zone, and then there's a, again, 2-hour by permit. Or, yeah. And so because of the three different zones, I did not see any, no, I did not see any signs indicating to not park in that area.
But you said there were lots of cars parked there when
yeah.
you got there.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't look like there's lots of cars at the time these photos were taken.
This was the only spot on the block that I could find to park.
Okay, but the other cars that were there are now gone?
Yes.
Okay. And this is your car, the white one, in the photos?
Yes.
And when you got out of your car, did you walk up in the same direction as your car is pointed, or back?
Mm-hmm. Up.
Did you see a sign farther up? Underneath that yellow square sign that's in the lower right-hand corner? I mean, lower left-hand corner? In
much
the photo.
Further, I saw the one much further up the street, and there was no cars parked in that in front of that. Because I went up the street and turned the corner.
Turned right?
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Mr. Ekwunife, anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to add that proper papers and information were sent out to offices and homeowners and, you know, apartments that were over there, you know. And I guess it was on the news, too. They were going to do that, so basically there was communication probably, but I don't know what happened.
And I did check with my employer and they were not notified.
Okay. And when you saw the sign much further down as you described, did you take any action to find out if your car was subject to that sign?
No, because there's three, like I mentioned, there was three different zones. So it was in a much further zone, and it was right in front of, like, the stop sign coming up. And so it seemed a different zone to me. And because it was a different zone, I did not stop to read it.
Thank you. Anything further from anyone? Any closing statements?
Nope.
Not from me.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're off record.
All right.